I have on the phone Darren Richardson, who is a wonderful actor. He's done a lot of these L.A. Theater Works productions in addition to his own illustrious career. Welcome, Darren.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show.
I see you every time I'm down there. I try not to, miss a single recording.
I know, you're a keen supporter of us. It's always great to see you at the shows.
I know, and we always say hello, and we talk about the people that have been on my show, and I said, one of these days we're going to get you down here or on the phone, and here you are.
Well, I was just thinking, you know, I've been on KPFK a lot as in the radio shows, but this is the first time I've been on it not as a character, so it's kind of nice to be myself for once.
That's true. That is absolutely true. And this time, you're appearing in Spill, which also stars Jane Kasmarek and James Morrison, about the Deepwater Horizon tragedy. Tell us a little bit about this play. It's going to open on Thursday, May 17th, and run through the 20th. I did want to also mention we are offering tickets for our listener subscribers. If they pledge for $100 or more, they can go see how these are done in person. But tell us about this particular piece. I know it's written by Lee Fondakowski, who was also a writer on the Laramie Project.
That's right, yeah. Well, it's about the events that took place on the Deepwater Horizon starting April 20th, 2010. And I'm sure many of your listeners think they know about the story, but what Lee did is really take this and make a great docudrama out of it that covers loyalty, courage, love, corporate greed, and the things that happen when man thinks he has control over Mother Nature. And it's a fascinating piece. And we've got nine great actors, as you said, Jane and James Morrison and Travis Johns and a great director, Martin Jarvis, and we're going to be playing 50 characters and bringing this to life on stage live next week at the James Bridges Theatre.
And you mentioned, how many characters are we? 50? Was that 5-0?
There's nine actors playing close to 50 characters.
Wow, multiple roles.
Yeah.
I myself am playing 13.
Oh my gosh.
Which I think might be a record for me, and it's I'm very excited. This is probably I've done 21 productions for LA Theatre Works from 2007 up until now, and I think this is the one I'm the most excited about. It's really, really thrilling. I read the script, and you know, I'm like, oh, Deepwater Horizon oil? How's that going to work? I read the script, and I was riveted. This is an edge-of-your-seat thriller. It's not to be missed. It really is going to be something special.
And Lee is an Emmy Award-nominated writer, and, of course, the Laramie Project really shifted the landscape on the tragic death of Matthew Shepard and also LGBT issues and rights. So she's a powerhouse writer, and I think we forget as they start drilling again off of every coast they can think of just how tragic this was. I mean, 11 men died, and largely it was because of corporate malfeasance. It was preventable, and because of money, they didn't make some of the changes they needed to make, and it's a good thing to be reminded of that in this era of drill, baby, drill.
That's right, and the play does get to the human element of the story and the human spirit and that loss of life and how it affected those people and those families and the whole of the Gulf region. So it's really, it covers everything from the technical aspect to what happened for drilling in an area that was incredibly difficult, all the way through to, like you say, the loss of life and how it affected the people of Louisiana and the Gulf Coast.
Well, I've seen you in a number of these LA Theatre Works productions and can attest to your versatility. I did want to take a moment to mention some of the other things. I was looking at the proverbial IMDb and
right,
saw a few little credits in there: Black Panther, Mad Max, Fury Road. That's not bad.
Yeah, I do a lot of voices. I'm sure everyone's heard me at some point doing a voice of someone falling from a building or climbing a burning castle or something or other. But yeah, I do a lot of ADR on movies like Black Panther, Transformers, the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise. I think in the last one, I was the young Johnny Depp's voice. I've been Ewan McGregor's sneeze. I've been vocally, and I've pretty much done a lot. This morning, I was doing a couple of episodes of Castlevania for Netflix. So that's great. But also on camera as well, I was recently on Hawaii Five-0. I'm in Dan Gilroy's new film, Velvet Buzzsaw, opposite Jake Gyllenhaal. That's coming out in October. So, yeah, it's great. But I love getting back to L.A. Theatre Works. That's my home. And this is where all this other work, I really believe, is because of the L.A. Theatre Works and the work they do. It's really fantastic. I mean, you know, we create the movie of the mind, as Martin Jarvis says. It's a really, as you know from seeing it, it's a live radio theatre performance, but we have Foley on stage, we have projections behind, we have an amazing sound design by Mark Holden, and then, you know, a group of actors that really bring this to life, and the audience and the actors sort of meet in this middle place where the words just connect.
Well, I want to thank you so much, Darren, for taking the time to join us. And you, of course, have a standing invitation to come back and we can have a more extended discussion. But we're kind of under the gun here to raise some money for KPFK so we can keep the wonderful programming like LA Theater Works on our airwaves. And I want to urge our audience to opt for the LA Theater Works pack of plays. It's a $100 pledge, includes Goodbye Girl, RFK, Journey to Justice, The Sun Stood Still about Nicholas Copernicus, of course, the very famous Herman Wouk piece, Caine Mutiny Court Martial, still more relevant than ever. And we will throw in a pair of tickets to see this recorded live at the UCLA James Bridges Theater, May 17th through the 20th. You have your choice of the 17th, 18th, and 19th. Go and see Darren in person. Say hello. And please pledge 818-985-5735. So thank you so much, Darren, and I will definitely see you.
We'll see you soon.
Okay. All right, thank you. Bye-bye.